Feeling also shows up in a much more important part of our lives as spiritual creatures. That same feeling comes to us every time we sin, if we're paying attention. And we should, and I hope you will more, you know, if you're not already, because there's this beautiful phenomenon. Like, God doesn't make it hard. The devil, he tries to confuse us, keep us from paying attention to these things, but like, the truth of God is written on our hearts. And if we just pay attention to the actions we do, even if you don't even know Jesus, you've never been in a church, you've never seen a Bible before, if you look, like, what did I want to do? And then what effect did it have? We can see what actually leads us towards love, joy, and peace, and what leads us to like sadness and despair, depression. Like, we just looking at the effects actions have on our life. This is why we know that even people who live on a desert island and never see a Bible can make it to heaven, because they have that law written on their heart. Every time we sin, if we just take a look at where we are, we'll realize we worked hard. You know, we were promised by the devil, by our own weakness, that if you do this sin, you'll get what you want. And we work at it. We complete that sinful action. And at the end of it, we're empty-handed. And we're worse off than we were before. Because now, not only did we not get what we were hoping to get done, or we didn't get what we were hoping to get, but we're tired. Because we've put all that effort into sinning. If we watch, just look at our life, especially those sins that we commit for a long time, habitual sins, they drag us down and down and down. They're always kind of exciting at first, but the effect is you did all that work for nothing, and now you're even more tired.